أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, chapter Qasas. We have reached the 71st verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ.
Say, have you considered, if Allah should make for you the night continuous until the day of resurrection, what deity other than Allah could bring you light? Then will you not hear?
So, regarding this verse, dear listeners, as you can see, among the ways of knowing Allah, there is always the way of contemplation. Contemplation about what? Contemplation about extinction. Contemplation about creation. Contemplation over the change of bounties. Now, one of these facts is the change of night and days. And of course, this is one of the greatest divine bounties and signs. Now, the verse under discussion that you listen to points to a great part of divine bounties, which is both a reason on monotheism and negation of polytheism, both. So the verse says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. So, the verse says, say, have you thought, if Allah made the night everlasting for you till the day of resurrection, what God other than Allah shall bring you illumination? أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Will you not hear? So, before we move on, we need to discuss the meaning of the Arabic word sarmad. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا. If Allah made the night everlasting for you. The Arabic word sarmad means permanent and perpetual. It is just like the combination of the words Abad and Azal, which means Sarmad in Arabic. So if you combine these two words, it means permanent and perpetual. Anyway, the verse under discussion is pointing to this great part of divine bounties, which is both a reason for monotheism, it proves monotheism, and negates polytheism as well. But how? Let us have a break and we'll be back with our discussion.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ.
So, dear listeners, regarding a 71st verse of this chapter, we said that after the previous verses discussed thoroughly how the situation of the polytheists in hereafter will be, the Almighty Allah talks about the bounties. Now, these divine bounties can be understood, most of them, by contemplation. Contemplation about everything. And one of these things that can be contemplated over is the fact of the creation of days and nights. So, the verse under discussion is pointing to this part of the divine bounties. أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Have you thought, if Allah made the night everlasting for you until the day of resurrection, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِالْضِيَاءِ. What God other than Allah shall bring you illumination? أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Will you not hear? So, from this point of view, it completes the previous discussion. And it is an example of the bounties of Allah for which He is eligible of being praised and glorified. A praise that was pointed out in the previous verses. This is how the verse shows the fact that there is monotheism. It is also the evidence on His authority in the system of creation and administration of this world. Who is the creator? Only one. Who is the absolute cause? It can be nothing but only one entity. So that's how the verse, this one, is a kind of, is somehow putting an end to this discussion that there is monotheism. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. So it is also explicitly negating polytheism. Say, have you thought, if Allah made the night everlasting for you till the day of resurrection, what other than God, what God other than Allah, shall bring you illumination? So here, the word liya has been used because the main purpose of day is light. So instead of day, the word liya is used. The same light that the life and the living of all living beings depends on it. So, if there were not the sunlight, neither would a tree grow, nor could a flower smile or bloom, or nor might a bird fly, nor would exist a human being, nor would it rain a drop of rain. So, that's why the Almighty Allah is emphasizing upon the importance of this matter. مَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِالضِّيَاء قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِالضِّيَاءِ. Who will bring you illumination? What God other than Allah? Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith begins.